from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, six young people now face charges, including attempted murder after a stabbing outside New Milford High School earlier this month. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the defendants are all between the ages of 17 and 20. The victim remains in serious condition since the attack on Monday, March 17th, in the parking lot of the school. Morris County authorities are asking the public for help in identifying a body recently found in the Passaic River.
Two fishermen spotted the body in Montville off Route 46 early Sunday and immediately notified police. The man is believed to be 20 to 35 years old, either black or mixed race, about 5'7 and 166 pounds. He has two tattoos, one across his chest that says Thule and another on his lower left arm that says, "For those I love, I will sacrifice." His death is not considered suspicious. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's 8 years in prison for a now ex-elementary school custodian in South Jersey who admitted to raunchy unsanitary acts on cafeteria utensils and food. 27-year-old Giovanni Impellizzeri of Vineland worked for an elementary school in Upper Deerfield. He was arrested in 2023. In January, he did plead guilty to official misconduct and possession of child sexual abuse materials. And President Trump is set to speak with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today. Tensions continue to rise over Trump's new tariffs. Yesterday, Carney said the old U.S.-Canada relationship is over and Canadians must rethink their economy. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Staying dry for Saturday, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for the next couple of days. Temperatures will be up and down and up again with some opportunities for some showers and possibly some thunderstorms, especially into early next week. For tonight, though, a couple showers early on. Clearing late, lows in the middle 50s. It will feel like summer then for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy. Temperatures heading into the lower 80s. A record high is 86 set back in 1945. Tomorrow night, a shower in spots, mainly across northwest hills. Lows in the middle 40s. Sunday, cooler, especially by the shore. Plenty of clouds. Afternoon shower in spots. Highs in the 50s to the middle 60s. Cloudy, breezy, and very warm for Monday with highs in the lower 70s. There could be a couple of showers and some gusty thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Then trending cooler again for Tuesday with highs in the upper 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Hackensack, 58, New Brunswick, 61. Evesham, 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather's brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annuals, flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane!
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.